Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a podcast from BBC Studios, a commercial subsidiary of the BBC.
Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Kay.
And we are
Pinch of Numb. Hooray.
And this is the magic ingredient. What is the magic ingredient?
It's an ingredient that somebody who is... They're pretty well-known people. They bring along and we make them a dish. And hopefully they like it. But I think it's fair to say that we make an absolute meal of it.
We do. We make a meal of it.
Quite literally. Yes.
So who have we got this week?
We have Rosie Ramsay, who is an absolute hoot and not Gordon Ramsay's daughter.
No, she's not.
I don't even know why I keep saying that. I think it's because one of our best friends was like, it's Gordon's daughter. I was like, it isn't. It really isn't.
No, it's not.
No, she's podcast royalty, to be fair. Her and her husband, Chris. They also work together.
They do.
We do.
We live, work together.
Yes.
24 hours a day.
Yes.
Non-stop. Day in, day out.
they have a podcast.
They do.
So she came along with her magic ingredient.
She
we
did.
Cooked her a meal and she loved it. And she's an absolute hoot. And I think she's going to tell us.
Well, she's really well known for a podcast, but she has a lot of other jobs.
She does. She has many, many jobs.
Yes.
And this is us talking to Rosie about all of her many jobs.
How would you explain your job? Because I know you have a lot of...
I've gone from full-time mother to podcaster, author, but only halfway through.
I'm counting. Go on.
Podcaster, author. I'm an actress. I've always been an actress, but I was out of work for a long time.
You stuck with it.
You can carry it as a badge, you know what I mean? What else are we doing? So, well, we're taking the podcast on tour, so that's like live.
Yeah, that's definitely
whatever that
another
is.
Skill set. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what else? Gosh.
Singer, maybe?
Yeah, well, sing? I do a lot of singing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Instagram. I do work on Instagram.
Influencer.
So I'm a gram and influencer.
I hate that word.
Know,
it's
so
like a dirty word, isn't it?
It's a bit strange, but I kind of am, yeah. So yeah, there's six jobs. I'm so busy. I'm so tired.
I know. I hear you. And you work with your other half quite a lot of
yes.
the time, which... I'm going to say I feel your pain. we've been.
So do I.
How do you find that then? I want to get your opinion first.
I love it when people ask us.
Yeah.
We've
lived and worked together for the past 15
years.
15 years?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So that's pretty intense.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything that we've done has been pretty much together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even the job mm-hmm. in between the restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, although we're different departments, I was your boss. That was a little bit awkward for a while.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was your boss at the restaurant, so
Yeah, okay. It kind of worked.
You both had your power moment.
Yeah, and now we both get our power moment. So it's kind of, it works. It does work.
Yeah.
You're still together.
I said that with an air of hesitation. Yeah. We're not married. Maybe that has a lot to do with it. How do you find it?
At the minute, it's fine. But Chris would just do everything together.
Yeah.
He's a bit needy. And he's just like, I want to do everything together. I love being with you. And I'm like, would you leave me alone? I'm trying to be a bit more cautious of the fact that we are married and we have a child together.
Yeah.
And yes, it's really fun at the minute. Everything's going great. But I don't want to full-time work with my husband.
Yeah.
Because
it's
I think
hard.
I would kill him.
Yeah. Mm. Which she often kills me. I think I'm on my ninth life, if not a little bit more.
And the rest, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's
and
hard.
The rest.
It is hard.
I drive her mad. I honestly don't know how she copes.
When we used to work from home,
yeah.
I couldn't work in the same room as her.
Oh, no. No.
I used to work downstairs and she used to work in the office upstairs.
See, but it's a system, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So, right, I'm going to take these notes. We like, get separate offices and we'll be fine.
This kind of turned into a bit of an agony aunt section. But yeah, I would say anyone who works with their other half, just make sure you have time apart when it comes to work.
Yeah.
Personal wise, it's fine, but we definitely have borders. You probably have borders.
Well, Chris is going back on tour. Well. And I'll be like, bye bye.
So, your magic ingredient is. Go on, you can
do you want me to say it?
Yeah, you can say
avocado.
It. Why did you choose avocado?
Well, avocado's a funny one, right? So, Chris worked in Australia about, Robin was one, so it was like 3 years ago. I'd never had avocado, but my sister's like yoga, like really zen. Oh, she loves avocado. She'll have like one of them rice bowls for her dinner.
And that.
She's really cool. Yeah. She looks amazing. She's mint, right? My mum's quite similar to that. I'm like the black sheep. And so in Australia, I was like, right, I wanted to start drinking coffee because I'd never had coffee before. Never.
What?
I swear I'd never had a cup of coffee before I went to Australia. But I had a one-year-old and I was like, I need something. Because I didn't drink pop or nothing like that. So in Australia, I started drinking coffee and I started eating avocado and I like forced myself to eat it. Now I really like it, but I've got no idea what to do with it. So other than have it on toast, that's all. I don't know how to use it. So that's what I need help with.
Oh, that's good. We can help with avocado.
Yeah,
we can
do that.
Because it is nice. Once you get past the initial, what is this texture?
The texture,
it's actually really nice.
Yeah, Kate isn't that keen on avocado.
I'm not a huge fan. I like it in small amounts, but
I feel like I'm doing good for my body when I eat it. I'm like, oh, look at me with my avocado.
And it's always really pretty.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Do you know what I mean? It looks nice. And it's always, apart from when it's a bit overripe and it starts going,
when you
get
that
funny colour and you're like...
We were talking earlier, weren't we, about is it still trendy or is it just like another ingredient for people to use now?
Oh, I mean, it's still trendy to me. But, you know, I live very northern, so maybe it's still trendy up north. Yeah. But down here, it's probably like eating a banana.
Here is like, I must state, by the way, we're in London again recording. We're not back home. So we're down with all the posh people in London.
Posh people that eat avocado every day.
Where you can order sushi and get it delivered to your door, which is like, what?
No, that would not happen I am.
We don't have sushi wire at all.
We have to venture over the water to Liverpool to get sushi.
To a city. And even then, there's only like two places. Anywhere.
Right, I'll go off and start cooking now. Just make myself look busy. So
I'm excited. I'm starving, actually.
I've made a dressing with... white wine vinegar, mustard, some lemon juice and some lemon zest. Yeah. And I've got some soybeans, asparagus and peas in there.
I've cooked some bacon. You got out the posh peas, the soybeans.
Yep.
So we're going to make... What are called as edamame beans.
We still haven't said what we're going to make. It's avocado, asparagus and soybean and bacon salad.
That sounds amazing.
So edamame beans that I call edamame beans just to piss everyone off. We're pretty hungry too today. We didn't eat this morning. Well, we did eat, but we did not very well this morning. We were up dead early because you were here dead early.
Yeah, this is early, isn't it?
Early. You've got a little one, so you're pretty used to early mornings, I gather.
But it's a different kind of early because obviously now we're like self-employed, writing the book, doing stuff. Robin gets up, we get him to school, but then I'll just come back and put my pajamas back on. But do you not sometimes find that it'll get to noon and you'll be like, oh, I haven't brushed my teeth.
Yep, you brush my hair.
I know, yeah.
Yep.
And
Amazon man comes and you're like,
welcome to the jungle.
Do you cook?
I love cooking.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you said that.
I love it. Yeah.
What is your favourite thing to cook?
Do you know what? I always go for the pasta.
Oh,
I love Italian food. Yes. Yeah.
We are kindred spirits.
Oh, yeah.
Pasta is
my go-to.
Yeah.
See, I just sound like I don't like anything now because pasta isn't my favourite food. No.
You're just the awkward one.
I get bored eating pasta. I think it's like...
I see, I don't understand this at all.
So what are you? Are you more of like a fish and veg or
fish.
I love fish as
love
well.
Fish.
She's a bit bushes, Kate.
But yeah, pasta is not like my.
I like, but good pasta. So I like with king prawns and loads of garlic and white wine and like chow tomatoes and I love.
I'm literally, I can close my eyes and I can taste it.
Yeah.
Seafood linguine. It's like
that's my favourite.
It's my go-to, and it's the hotel we stay at when we're down here.
Yeah.
They have an Italian restaurant. They do the best seafood linguine, but I passed on it last night.
Why?
And I'm a bit gutted because I had lasagna. And I was just in the mood for lasagna.
So if you are in the mood for lasagna, sometimes I go to a really nice restaurant and I love all the seafood, but sometimes I just get the ragu because I'm like...
You just want something of just a bit plain, not as fancy.
Yeah,
just,
I agree. I agree with you.
Just like that reminds you of home. So does Chris have a favourite dish that you cook for him?
He's really easygoing. He doesn't cook at all. Like, he doesn't even know how to do a jacket potato. I swear. it's ridiculous. He can cook. He does a cheese toastie. And he's good at breakfasts. So he can do, like, a muffin with poached eggs and stuff. But meals, he hasn't got a clue.
Poached eggs isn't bad, though.
He's got, like, one of the little machines things. He's not doing it. He's not mixing it in the water.
No.
He's got a machine, but... I make a duck ragout, pasta again, and it's got a bottle of red wine in.
Literally, I'm salivating.
Oh, it cooks for 2 hours, and it's just amazing.
Literally, I'm so hungry. Kate, you need to, you need to chop. But I love Italian food is, like, comfort, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just easy. Have you always liked Italian food, or is it something that's recent? Or
I've always liked. Do you know what it is? I just love food.
Yeah.
Any kind of food, I'm just happy to eat. I'm always thinking about what I'm eating next.
Yeah.
I will schedule my whole life around eating good food.
Is there anything that you don't like?
I don't like cheese.
Yeah. Now.
I know, and it really upsets us.
We got the brief, and we were like. She doesn't like cheese.
No.
And Kate, so Kate really...
I love cheese.
I know, I wish I did. Cheese,
any type of cheese. I seem to mention this every week, don't I?
To the point where to the point where we've debated about making a feature of it, your love of cheese.
Oh, yeah. I'll not be coming that
not
week,
today. see, now I'm going to do this, and she's going to look at me. She's going to give me the look of... Don't put me on the spot with a foodie question, just because I should know because I'm a chef. Or you're assuming that I should know because I'm a chef. Kate, how do you ripen avocados?
How do you what?
Ripen avocados so they're easier to peel.
Well, you just get a ripe one.
I'm like that avocado perv in the shops where I squeeze them all just to see if they're ripe.
Just be a
I do that
bit,
with melon.
Have a little bit of give.
You do it with melons. He's all the fruit. Yeah, I do that.
Your little boy.
Yes.
Does he like different foods?
Robin he loves food. He's got a huge appetite. And to be honest, sometimes I think, he doesn't eat this and he doesn't eat that. But compared to what I used to eat as a child, he's great.
Did you not used to?
No, but do you not think when...
What just came out of my mouth then? Sorry, I was like...
When I was younger, it was very much for tea, you'd have a casserole or you'd have like a dinner.
Yeah.
It was very much meat and two veg.
Yeah.
Or the opposite was like pizza and chips, or fish finger chips and beans. But now, like Robin, he'll eat salmon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he loves mussels.
Oh, my God.
And he loves prawns. So
this is great because you can just like, you don't have to make anything different.
When we go out for dinner, not trying to be all, you know, yummy mummy, but he'll have a bowl of mussels. In a white wine sauce.
Oh, my God.
I swear. But then you'll not eat carrot.
Oh.
So it's like...
Hold the carrot. No, just a bowl of mussels, please.
He's like, come out French. He's like, no, I love my mussels. So he's really good, but we're so lucky because he just loves food and he's willing to try everything.
Everything.
Yeah, but if he doesn't like something... He will see it. I'm not having that.
And then throw it across the room.
Yeah, he does. bit of a toss out like that. But we're quite lucky that he will try stuff. He loves broccoli. He loves green beans. But he loves bread. He loves cheese. He loves like cereals. So we're
everything.
Very lucky. He's really good eater.
You're really lucky.
We're very lucky. Touch wood. Because watch, we'll have another one who won't eat anything. And I'll be like, oh my goodness.
Be the complete opposite. No, yeah. I'll have the carrots. No mussels for me.
I know. Yeah. I'll be like, please. But,
well, look at you. Oh, look at you.
That looks amazing.
Are we dishing it out on the table today?
Look at that.
Kate's getting all fancy. Family style.
You might have taught me another dish, yeah?
It is. Do you know what? It's one of those. Somebody taught us this dish. And so we're passing it down.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Avocado, asparagus, soybean, and bacon salad.
Oh, yes. Yeah, tasty.
Really, really healthy.
You guys do that so well, though. Like, all your stuff and your pictures look amazing. But it's so healthy, obviously, but really tasty.
Well, it's just, we make food that you can get from any supermarket. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to the posh one that they only have down here for this certain ingredient.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing worse than having to go out especially for ingredients sometimes. It sucks.
And we just cook things that we like to eat.
Mm-hmm. And we really like everything.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah, I'm like that. Right, let me get in on here. I'm going to get a bit of everything. Mmm. That is so nice.
It's so zingy.
Mmm. Mm-hmm. So you didn't put oil in that dressing?
No, it's just white wine vinegar, whole grain mustard, lemon juice and lemon zest.
That's amazing. Because I would have put olive oil in and balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
With a whole grain mustard, salt and pepper and lemon, but doing it without the olive oil, you don't need it.
No, you don't need it. I think as well because it's warm.
Yeah,
it's
and you have that moist, creamy texture from the avocado anyway.
Oh, you see? Yeah. I'm learning stuff here. This is amazing. That's one of my terrible things, olive oil.
I love it.
I'm like it. That's why I think I'm a chef. I'm just like, yeah, whack a bit of olive oil on that. I mean, tomato soup just... And it's like, Rosie, stop. Same with butter. I love butter.
We like a bit of butter too.
Yeah.
Doesn't like us though, does it?
No.
Only have to look at it and I'm like, thanks.
I know.
No, we tend to keep avocado oil and olive oil in a spray bottle.
Yeah.
So we don't use as much
if
we are going to use it. But we don't often, not for salads, we usually use vinegar.
Yeah, use vinegar.
Because it's just a bit easier.
This is
But it's really tangy, but tasty. I like it a lot.
I like that it hasn't got any salad leaves in.
I know, because when you have a salad sometimes, it's just full of salad leaves. You're like...
They're just a bit wet, aren't they?
Yeah, and a bit meh. But no, we like salads that are like this. We do an Asian slaw as well, which is really similar.
Ooh.
But with no bacon. And what do we put in? No mustard. But we use fish sauce, rice vinegar, and sriracha.
Mm-hmm,
so it's the same sort of mix.
Oh, nice.
So if you fancied like different salads for different days, you could half the mix, do one mix with another, one mix the other way, and then shove it in the fridge.
That's a good idea.
And it'll last for about 3 or 4 days in the fridge.
Nice.
Maybe 5 if you're lucky, but you just need to make sure.
Yeah.
Because avocado turns really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's one of those that it's just a different... We were going to do something for breakfast for you, but avocado on toast has been done.
Do you know what? I'm glad you didn't because I'm not really a breakfast person.
Oh, that's good.
But like this is, I could eat this at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't really like breakfast. I actually, I'm a bit naughty. I don't really eat breakfast, but then I'll have my lunch at 11:15.
I don't do breakfast either. I can't eat that early.
That's what posh people call brunch.
Brunch. Oh, see, see? Brunch. There's me thinking I'm having just early lunch, but I'm actually brunching.
I'm usually black coffee in the morning. Uh-huh. Black coffee and nothing until lunch or early lunch.
I'm the same.
Sorry, brunch. We should talk a bit about your book.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people struggle a little bit with how a podcast translates to a book.
Me included.
Oh. Moving on.
But now that we started, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Our podcast is very conversational and we get questions from members of the public, and it's very much talking about relationships and life and childhoods and everything like that, everything mixed in between. And the book's just an extension of that.
Yeah.
It's not going to read exactly like the podcast does because it's completely different.
Because you can't do it. Yeah.
And to be honest, I never thought I'd be writing a book. It scares me still. Terrifies.
It's a scare that will stay with you.
Same.
So this time last year, we were a week away from releasing our first book, and it's actually making me feel a little bit sick. It's the weirdest feeling.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better.
Does it not? See, I feel at the minute we're halfway through. I think we've done like 35,000 words, and I just feel like it's a Sunday night and I haven't done my homework.
Yeah,
and I'm going to get wrong.
Angst. Yeah.
And I wake up sometimes in the night going, we need to finish this book. Don't get my laptop out.
It's exactly what I'd do. I'd be like, Kate, like, what do you think people are going to think about this particular recipe? And she's like, they'll like it. And I'm like, are you sure?
You don't know.
I was like, because I really don't know. And even though we've had like taste testers, and you all have people that proofread, and it's like, even though they said it's okay, you're still like...
Absolutely.
Like,
and because it's something out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
See, we're taking the podcast on tour, and that doesn't scare me at all because I'm used to being on stage. So I'm like, that's fine. The book. But it is getting there, and hopefully people will enjoy it. And if they don't,
comes
then...
Comes out in September.
You know, comes out in September.
Christmas.
The book is a little bit autobiographical. How do you say that? Autobiographical.
Yeah.
So it's about Chris and I's life and our experience of stuff and our take on relationships and marriage and having children, how your life changes when all of that happens. And then there's some funny questions in there from the public and we're kind of answering those. And yeah, it's just so far so good. It's enjoyable. Everyone who we've showed it has really enjoyed it. And
I'll get in.
Yeah, so it's so far so good.
Yeah, your questions from your public are a little bit different to ours.
Are they?
just a little bit.
I always get a little bit graphic.
No aunties. Yeah.
No. There's some. Do you know what? I've got 13,000 emails sat in our account of questions, and I kind of go through them unless I've had a drink because it's just like so intense. I love it though. It's great because they're anonymous, so people just tell you anything and everything about themselves.
Maybe
because they know that
but they're just about the magic ingredient, so they're but they are quite, we've had some funny ones. We've got particular people that are cropping up each week, which is great. So yeah, we get questions each week about this particular magic ingredient where we'll ask our readers, listeners, our nom noms. But no, we had some quite interesting suggestions with avocado. I'm gutted that we didn't do one of them. One of them is chocolate cake
with avocado in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now Sorry, I'm cutting you off.
It's okay. I'm used to it. Carry on.
My husband does that as well.
Yeah, I do it all the time. And she just wants to kill me. Like, she's the one with the knives. I should really remember this. She makes a mean chocolate and beetroot cake. It is amazing. In fact, if you'd have picked beetroot,
I do love
you. You would have got a cake.
Oh, you would have got a cake.
What? What? I got this beet. You kidding this? You could have got a cake. Oh, hey.
So, Rosie.
Yes.
Could you tell me about your massive inbox?
Absolutely. It's massive. It's full of emails. So the Shag Married and Not... Can I say Shagged?
Yeah.
We named our podcast the name that you can't say it. I don't know why we did that. So, our podcast, Shag Married Annoyed, we've got an email a account where we get loads of emails and of questions from the public. So we've got 13,000 sat there that I haven't read. And bear in mind, we've been doing this for over a year, so I have read a lot of them. And it's just turned a bit disgusting, though, because I don't know if you know, but in our podcast we do a section about poo. How are we writing a book? So we do a full section and it's called Let's Talk About S-H-I-T,
yeah.
Baby. Let's talk about poo and wee.
People
enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Can't believe that they enjoyed it. We're still doing it. Not every week, just every other week. And I'm telling you, I can guarantee 50% of those emails are all disaster poo stories.
Really?
I swear. You wouldn't believe what people get up to. I've got loads. And it's, do you know what I find hilarious about it? Obviously, we keep everything anonymous unless people say, please shout out, whatever. A lot of these emails are from really serious work corporate email addresses.
NHS.
I swear. Yeah. Not so much, just very much like, it'll be such and such CEO. And I'm thinking, you sent me an email about where you've pooed yourself at work. What is going on? But I love it because it's you know, everybody's got a story and
definitely
we're just airing it. So, yeah, literally.
It is hilarious. It is so funny. It is. Literally, I look like a mad woman whenever I listen. I'm just like, oh.
That's great, literally. Though. That fills my heart with joy. To make people laugh, it's great.
One of our lot was just like, are you okay? I was like, it's just what I'm listening to. It's okay. Because I was playing Tetris at the same time. And I'm pretty sure said person thought I was laughing at Tetris. I'm like, I'm not. I'm really not. It's what I'm listening to. Because I must have looked a little bit manic on the train yesterday.
I had to explain to people that you were actually listening to something.
Because I was so in it. And yeah, I knew you guys were talking, but I was just ignoring you all. Because I didn't want to talk to anyone yesterday on the train.
Anyway, it's a great thing about podcasts.
It's amazing.
You don't have to speak to anyone.
No, I think a really good way to consume what you love.
Yeah. This is the best
did you ever,
job
was
ever.
That ever in the life plan?
No. No. talk on the podcast to, like, I think the last download I got told was, like, nearly 20 million downloads we've had.
I know, we don't but think about life? Numbers.
No.
Oh, God,
I can't. Okay. I can't think about numbers. It's
I'm not allowed, just, to, yeah. I'm not allowed to talk about numbers.
It's good not to get like, it gets, in amongst it.
It gets scary really quickly.
Yeah, no, I don't like...
Especially
don't
when you start thinking about you could fill so many people, like so many Wembleys with all these people, but you actually are going
We've thrown out Wembleys.
So,
in a day.
Which is insane. Absolutely insane.
That's why I cry in the shower.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm eating. Sorry. Yeah.
It's nice to meet you.
And you guys, thank you so much. Thanks for cooking me breakfast.
No, you're more than, well, brunch.
Brunch.
Mm-hmm. All those posh folks. Yeah, definitely brunch. But no, it was ace to have
you. Thank you. Best of luck with it.
Thank you.
It'll be great.
So that was Rosie, Kate.
It was.
And she's got a new avocado dish that she can enjoy at any time of the day.
And she did enjoy it.
And so did everyone else. It disappeared.
Yeah, it did.
In seconds.
It is. It's a really easy recipe to do. And you can find the recipe on the website.
You can indeed. Pinchofnom.com. For those of you that don't know. And if you don't know, where have you been? So this week's question of the week is from Will. Hey, Will. Yep. Thanks for listening. And what is the best way to store veggies to make them last longer?
That's a very good question.
It is.
At the moment.
That's why it's question of the week. But yeah, especially at the moment.
At the moment, yeah. So veggies. Things like, one important thing about vegetables is when you get them, if they're in a plastic bag, open the bag so they can breathe, or take them out of the bag completely. If they don't, they might sweat a little bit.
Yeah, and you don't want that sweaty veg is no fun.
No one likes sweaty veg.
Especially with the weather starting to warm up a bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, coldness is always preferred with veg. Cold, dark places.
Yeah.
So in a cupboard, we have some pretty neat baskets to ensure an even airflow.
Ooh.
That's what it said on the packet when they were sent to us with the kitchen. But anyway, just cold, dark places, but take the packaging away.
Yeah.
Especially root vegetables.
Yeah, especially if it's plastic packaging, take it out completely.
However, there is one, if you are buying pre-bagged salad, and if you, I'm not going to sit here and judge people and say, oh, you shouldn't buy it, because some people have to. If you're just one person, there are reasons why people buy pre-bagged salad. But if you do, one way to make it last so much longer is to put a little bit of kitchen roll in the pack, open the pack, put the kitchen roll in, and it will absorb any moisture.
And stop it going slimy.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that works a treat in the summer. But also, like, if you've got room in the fridge, put your veggies in the fridge. Yep. It does help.
Yep. Or freeze them.
Yeah, or you can freeze
them. You can blanch them. Prepare them, blanch them, and then pop them in the freezer.
Okay, I'm going to say this because I've heard so many chefs in my lifetime before I knew you talk about blanching. And it's like, what is blanching?
You just pop the veg in some boiling water just for a couple of minutes. You don't want to cook them. You just want to, like, part cook them.
Yeah.
And then they sort of retains their colour and flavour and everything. Then you cool them down as quick as you can and under running water.
Yeah.
Pop them in a bag. Put them in the freezer.
So you just put the pan under running water?
You can, or you can tip them out into colander, run the water over them.
Okay, and then what would you do? Then you'd
drain them.
Yeah. So you dry them off.
Pat them dry with some kitchen roll, put them in a bag.
Okay, and what if somebody hasn't got a bag? Then, sorry, Kate's looking at me funny going, I've answered their question. You've already made me repeat it once. Then in a freezer bag, and then in the freezer?
In the freezer, yep.
Also, don't forget to write on the freezer bag what it is. Yes.
Mystery veg.
Freezer tapas is never fun. No. Vegetables. But yeah, I think that answers the question well.
It does.
Well done, Kate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So next week, who have we got, Kay?
We've got Jade Adams, who is a comedian and very funny.
That's handy, seeing she's a comedian.
I know, right. but also, yeah, so if you don't want to miss that episode next week, please subscribe. You can
leave a rating.
Can you say that normally, please? Leave a rating.
Okay. You can leave us a rating.
Yep. Or you can write a review.
Oh.
You know. Oh, dear. So, yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yep. See you next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.